join us online as we stream. You can catch any of our services on Facebook, YouTube, or at www.rdci.info. We might not be able to gather in the building, but you can still get to church. Stream on Sundays at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesdays at 12 noon and 7 p.m. And ladies, catch Women's Bible Study on Facebook, Fridays at 12 noon. Thank you for listening to the Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. We'd love to have you at any of our three campuses. In Columbia, join us at 3506 Broad River Road. If you're in Orangeburg, meet us at 990 Willington Drive. In Florence, join us at 1507 West King Avenue. For more information, including service times, visit rdci.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today's message is Believe the Love by Bishop Herbert Bailey.
You got to ask yourself a question. Does this look like love? Does this demonstrate love? Does this look like I really know God? I'm convinced. Now, I'm going to go real deep here now, y'all. I'm going to go deep. I've heard folks speak in tongues. I've seen people run, but I know their behavior. And I have said, they ain't saved. I don't care what they say. And I ain't being funny. I say, there is no way that person is saved. Well, who are you to judge? No, I'm just reading the word. And the word says that if I really love God, it's going to be seen. Everyone that loveth born of God and knoweth God, he that loveth not does not know God, because God is love. So I don't care what they do, I will never speak to them again. And say you saved, and just hold a tongue. Just hold a hot tie. Hold a shundai. I get it. If you said to me, I feel like I don't ever want to speak to them again, I get it. Because feeling is feeling. But the love of God says, I know I got to talk to him. I know I'm going to have to be nice. I don't want to do it. The greatest demonstration of love that's ever existed was what? God sending Jesus, and Jesus dying on a cross. How many of us believe Jesus loves us? Can I tell you, he didn't want to do it. He didn't want to do it. So he goes to God and says, I don't want to do this. Is there any other way I can we do something else? Let this cup pass from me. I don't wanna behave on no cross. I don't wanna go up there. But he made a decision. Father, I don't feel this. I can't say I can relate. I can understand. I ain't feeling like dying on no cross. Okay, can you understand that? How many of y'all have felt like dying on the cross? I can at least empathize with Jesus saying, you know what? Just ain't feeling this cross thing. But I'm going to do it anyway. I don't feel it. but I'm going to do it because it's not about my will. It's about the Father's will. And the Father's will is, oh, that I love everybody, including the hateful people. And that is supposed to be the distinguishing characteristics of Christians above everybody else. Other folks may bow down towards the east and pray, what, 5 times a day? 6 times a day? They may keep all these holidays. They can cut their hair. They can not do this and not put jewelry on and never plait their hair and never put on earrings and keep their dresses as long as whatever. God said, none of that is the issue. And what really has baffled me is the people who do all that and are the most hateful people. I can't wrap my brain around these hateful, holy people. Some of y'all may have seen him start going around on social media. Kirk Franklin someplace. And he goes to shake this guy's hand. And this guy is a holy guy. He said, I ain't shaking your hand. I saw you at the BET Awards. You didn't represent Jesus. He said, no, I ain't shaking your hand. Bob said, bid you not Godspeed. Quoting all this, and it just baffles me. Can I tell you, religious hatred baffles me. Because somebody don't cross your T's and dot your I, and I heard Tommy Todd saying, now we got to flip the X's. Can't just dot the I's and cross the T. You got to flip these X's. You got to jump through all kinds of hoops for people. I don't understand that and do it in the name of Jesus. Do it in the name of Jesus. That is not the love of God. Look, somebody said, that's not the love of God. So love begets love. So if you don't love people, then at worst, God doesn't dwell in you. You're not saved. You're not born again, etc. At best, God's love is not matured, perfected in us, developed in us. Love is supposed to be the distinguishing characteristic of every Christian. That's why the Bible says, against such, there's no law. You know, there are people who will prevent you from speaking in tongues. Now, we don't speak in tongues here. People say, I don't believe in laying on the hands. There are people addicted to we don't use no version but the King James Version. There are people who say, we don't allow women preachers. People say, you can't preach if you don't have a tie on. You can't preach, you don't have a robe on. We got all of these issues in the church of our rules and the things that people prevent. Some churches don't allow organs. I mean, not organs, drums. There was a homegoing service one time, years ago, one of our members, it was at a very traditional church, and our choir and music minister was going to sing, and so we asked what instruments they had. They said, we have a organ. If you want to, you can bring a keyboard. Said, but don't bring no drums up in here. So people got all kinds of issues. I never had a Christian say, now we don't allow love. Because love is our one common denominator. Love, not tongues, and I believe in tongues. I was up early this morning praying in tongues. Okay, I believe in praying in tongues. I believe in speaking in tongues. But can I tell you, that is not supposed to be the number one distinguishing characteristic of a Christian. The number one distinguishing characteristic of a Christian is supposed to be loving people. Amen. Are you doing love? Or are you doing hate? John 13, 34, 35. I ain't going to get through this today. I really thought I was. And I got a lot to give you too. John 13, 34, 35. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another. Who gave this commandment? Jesus. Love for the Christian is not supposed to be optional. I give you a commandment, you love one another as I have loved you. Respond to my love by loving other people. That ye also love one another. Look at verse 35. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. By what? Love. By you demonstrating, acting loving, and doing love to each other, that's how people really going to know you're my disciples. Let me just add this. I didn't plan on saying this. All this personal salvation stuff. Well, I just got a personal relationship with the Lord. Personal. You see what Jesus said? This ain't just about you. We don't care what other people think. It's just about me and the Lord. No, no, no. He said, I need men to know you're my disciples. I ain't into no public thing. You know, got my own, personal, private, got my own private thing going, personal thing going, love, I ain't an outward person, you know what's in my heart. Nobody know. He said, I need men to know. Here's a question. Who knows that you saved? If you're the only person who knows you saved, deep down in your heart, we got a problem. He wants everybody to know. I wasn't planning on going there. Not a point, not a note. But all this stuff about, ain't about who knows. No, it is about who knows. God saved you so somebody else can get saved through you. God did not just save you so you can miss hell and go to heaven. If he did, as soon as you got saved, he would have took you on to heaven. He left you here in the earth to be a witness. He left you here in the earth so you can affect somebody else's life. Stop talking all this personal salvation stuff. It's about me and Jesus. No, it's about you and the body. It's about you and the world. It's about you and your family. It's about you and everybody else on your job. It's about you and everybody you come in contact with. It's not just about you, boo-boo. By this, so all men. So he wants all men to know. We're his disciple. Let me go a little deeper about the word disciple. A disciple doesn't simply mean follower. It means a doer. A disciple is one who disciplines his life based upon his teacher. One who disciplines his life with the principles that he's been taught. Some of us are old enough, or at least remember, or some of you are old enough to have watched a movie with Denzel Washington about Malcolm X. Malcolm X was the national spokesman for the Nation of Islam under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We're talking in the 60s. Every time Malcolm X spoke, he would say, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us. Well, why don't you eat pork? Because the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us. Well, why do you pray this man? Because the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us. No, but he said, he would let everybody know, I am a disciple of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. When people see your life, do they see that you are being disciplined by what Jesus says and what the word teaches? If not, Houston, we got a problem. By this, that verse in New Living Translation says, your love for one another will prove to the world. I don't have to prove nothing. Yes, you do. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. What are you proving? I'm thinking about, but I know that you think this message is challenging. I'm thinking about teaching this message because I taught it many years ago, and I know it affected people's lives. Pastor Trey is here in this ministry today because he came to a Bible study, and I was teaching a series many, many years ago called The Dangers of Casual Christianity. I've just been thinking, and probably more relevant today, because Christianity, we are so carnal today. And I'll be honest, and I'm talking about even my children and everybody, that we we're so afraid that we're going to push you over and make you not leave the church, and that some of the stuff that we know you shouldn't be doing, we don't tell you anymore. We're just allowing people to be carnal right now. Can I tell you? Yes, there is an issue with you being saved, but always at the club. Yeah, it's a problem. It doesn't mean you're not saved. you can still be saved, but you're carnal, which means that you look more like the world than when a child of God. Your dress does not mean you're not saved. It just makes you look more like one of them than one of them. You figure out what the dems are. Doesn't mean you're saved. And the problem, I started doing a listing. I'm always meditating and studying by different things. I started doing a listing about what's the problem with being carnal. One of the problems with being carnal, it just affects your witness. When's the last time you was at the club and saw some little tenderoni with her little freaking dress on? Watch this. Do you know Jesus? He died for you. For God so loved the world. It just don't go together. Do y'all agree? I know we're laughing. It just don't go together. And I'm not saying you're going to hell. It just affects your witness. Wait, I'm not done. What you doing tomorrow? You want to go to church with me? Maybe I'll go anywhere with you. But can we go somewhere else before we go to church? Where are we going, like right now, right? Like, it's hard to witness when you're more on the edge of the world than you're in the church. It's just hard to witness. See, nobody's telling you this stuff today. Because all of us, we talking about our personal salvation. And you think God just saved you for you? He didn't just save you for you. He saved you to be a witness to somebody. He saved you to bring somebody else into the kingdom. Look, somebody say, I never thought of it that way. I never thought of it. But you ain't going to forget that example. He didn't say, by this shall all men know you're my disciples. He didn't say that. The Message translation, John 13:35. Man, I ain't got nowhere in this message. John 13:35, Message translation. This is how everyone will recognize you are my disciples. When they see the love you have for one another. When they what? Oh, so love can be seen. Feelings can't be seen. He's not talking about feelings. When they see the love. Now they feel it when they see the love that you have for each other. So maybe you just need to become more deliberate about growing in the love of God as demonstrated to others. Maybe that needs to become your prayer this week. God, help me to grow in the love of God in such a way that others can see my love. We often talk about, especially as our family is maturing and growing, how there are family members, even in the second generation, sometimes third, but even closer to the second generation, who don't know first cousins. Not merely because they're in Louisiana and you're in South Carolina, or they're in New Jersey and we're in South Carolina, but because a brother and sister fell out. And they're not talking to each other. And because they don't talk to each other, they've never seen their parents demonstrate love towards them or that side of the family. So it goes to the next generation that now they're hateful towards them. Okay, I'm going deep. Hateful? What do you mean? I just don't talk to them. No, you're being hateful towards them. I just don't call them. No, you're being hateful. No, I just don't go to the family reunion because I got some issue. No, you're being hateful. It's deeper than that. Because I don't have to agree with everything you do to be loving towards you. Amen. Ephesians 4:15. But speaking the truth in love, so now love is evidenced by how I speak. Speaking the truth how? In love. We may grow up in him in all things. In all things. So one of the areas perhaps we need to grow up is in the area of demonstrating love. It's one of the areas that we just need to grow up in. I'm speaking the truth in love. So even, watch it, I just speak the truth. I just keep it real. I just keep 100. That heifer had to be dope. She was wrong. But did you speak the truth in love or you just speak truth? Because sometimes truth without love is just mean. You're going to hell. May be true, but you sure said it in a mean way. Jesus loves you. He died for you. He wants you all to go to heaven. Sound good, but why did that be so mean about it? Speaking the truth, how? Huh? Homosexuality goes against the word of God. But I don't believe I got to be mean and hateful to tell you that. Amen. Premarital sex goes against the word of God. I don't think I got to be mean to tell you that. Having sex with somebody other than your husband or your wife goes against the word of God. It's called adultery. I don't think I got to be mean to say that. Now, the church didn't always understand this. Because in our attempts to be religiously right, we were just plain mean. And then, traditionally, the kind of churches I came, those churches remain very, very small when you like that all the time. But they justify that. Because people don't want the truth. That's why they don't come. Because people don't want the truth. People don't want to live for the Lord. No, I just don't like having somebody be mean to me all the time. If I can avoid it. My grandmother, God bless her soul, she was mean. She was just mean. My mother said, because my mother didn't go back to, when she did go to church, she didn't go back to the afternoon service. What time is the afternoon service at the Baptist church? Down south, it's 4 o'clock. Huh? Well, ours was 3:30. Because we were out about 12:30. 3:30. So my mother would go back. So she said, oh, well, you're going to go home with Nana after church because y'all got afternoon service. Nana had lived in like a duplex downstairs and then upstairs, so I'll be there watching television. This is funny. Nana had a black and white TV. Watch this. With a color film on it. Any of y'all remember that? Come on, if you know what I'm talking about, raise your hand. Black and white TV, but it had like a color film on it. It's supposed to like give you color TV. It just distorted everything is all it did. And so I'll be down there watching TV and just trying to not make a noise, trying not to break nothing. I was always very clumsy. You know, I was just trying not to break nothing. And Nana said, come on up here, dinner's ready. I said, all right. Sit down and eat. Eat my food. What's wrong? You don't like it? I was a nervous wreck. Now do you understand why I stuttered? I believe I know Nana loved me. Watch this. I believe she felt love for me. She didn't know how to speak love. She brought my first, I used my first commentary, my Matthew Henry commentary, my concordance, my Strong's concordance. She brought me the resources I needed to be a young minister. Okay? She went to whatever services I was at, I was preaching. Nana was there. Nana just, whenever she opened up her mouth, she sounded like she hated me. Can I tell you, love is also demonstrated by how you talk to people. The next time you respond to somebody, think about how you... I said I'm going to start working on something. Because I realized I have not been real deliberate about it. My wife says to me, she says, can you stop saying what like that? She called me, I said, what? Or she would tell me, and I said, what? I didn't hear you. Repeat. She said, can you stop saying what like that? So the Lord brought it back to me while I was preparing this message. See, sometimes you got to preach to yourself so your spouse don't have to preach to you. Tell, I already know. But the Lord showed me this morning. What? Sometimes you have to say, where am I responding?
God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it. He loves us perfectly and unashamedly. Bishop Herbie Billy encourages you to believe God's unexplainable, crazy love that He has for you. Order this powerful series today on CD or DVD. You may also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rightdirection.info. Order Believe the Love.
If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations. In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereports@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.